Moving on now, the Iraqi intelligence ministry says an ISIL deputy chief has been killed in an army operation in the northern province of Nineveh. Fazal Abdullah Al-Hiali, a former Ba'athist officer, also known as Abu Muslim Turkmani, was killed in an airstrike on the Tal Afar airport. One day earlier, Iraqi defense and intelligence officials confirmed the death of the ISIL's second-in-command in an airstrike in the northern city of Mosul. The head of what the Takfiri militants call the Military Council of the Emirate of Tal Afar was also killed in the airstrike in Mosul. Backed by Kurdish Peshmergas and volunteer forces, the Iraqi army is trying to drive ISIL militants out of the swathes of territory they overran earlier this summer. A spokesman for Iraq's most respected Shia cleric, Ayatollah Ali Sistani, has urged the parliament to investigate the massacre of Iraqi soldiers at Camp Spica.
In the incident at Camp Spica, hundreds of our country's sons were killed in a brutal way and in complicated circumstances. Many of them are still missing, and some may be still alive. The families of the victims have demanded that the Iraqi parliament investigate precisely what happened. We hope that the parliament can arrive at the truth through its own methods, as we emphasize that the investigation of this crisis must be confined to limits that include only those who were responsible for this crime.
Ahmed al-Safi said the parliament should punish all those who committed the crime at the military base north of Baghdad in June. Al-Safi made the statement after new evidence revealed that the ISIL Takfiri terrorists murdered between 560 and 770 Iraqi soldiers captured at the camp. The massacre was one of the worst conducted by ISIL. ISIL militants have seized large swathes of northern Iraq and Syria as part of their efforts to establish a so-called Islamic caliphate.